Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Confidence going in his game right now.
Play action here on first down, 13 of 13, and to the races. It's White all the way, Cody White for the touchdown.
Who knew? Cody White before last night. Now you do. Hello. Hi. Welcome in to the highway to hell. That's right. It's not a misery Monday. It is literally a highway to hell, as AC/DC once belted out. Oh my God. How in the world are we going to go on? Last year was so fun. It was a mirage. It's over, Johnny. It's over. It's done. And that wasn't even the worst part. Cody White's 60-yard touchdown pass made it 28-0. And it somehow got a lot worse after that, which I think you know. I think you know. Starting with Jaden Daniels' injury. Actually, shouldn't say that. Started on the first play of the game with Luke McCaffrey's broken collarbone. Heard that at halftime. Yeah, I mean, I didn't have it confirmed, so I just couldn't get a second source on it. So I didn't go with it, but whatever. I mean, you knew it was something bad. First play of the game, and he's immediately being walked off to the locker room on the opening kickoff. But then on top of that, the Marshon Lattimore torn ACL. On top of that, just for good measure, the icing on a horrible, stinking cake. Jaden Daniels doesn't break his elbow, but we know at minimum, and I mean probably at minimum, that it's a dislocated elbow. If there's ligament damage, even though it's on his non-throwing elbow, it is still a very significant injury. It will knock him out for the rest of the season, if there's ligament damage. Now, stretching, okay, maybe there's a chance. Torn, there's no chance he comes back this season. No chance. And, just to make matters worse, he could miss all of the offseason and training camp and the preseason. You just never know. Not a doctor, not trying to play one on the radio. I just use common sense. So the game sucked, was really bad. The injury news across the board to McCaffrey, Lattimore, and obviously, and especially Jaden Daniels, went from suckage time 10 to suckage to the 100th degree, right? The season's over. Don't anybody try and paint any other picture other than that. The season is over. 9 games in, the season is officially dead. And I don't think I'm saying anything that should surprise anybody. You can talk about finding the answers within, and we're not going to miss a step, and all this, you know, we got to keep fighting for the brotherhood and all this nonsense. You know, we got to keep putting on our Super Bowl era uniforms and everything. None of it matters. The season's over. The season officially ended last night. None of it matters. They've now lost 4 in a row. Good afternoon, everybody. With that being said, first of all, thanks to Mad Max, in an emergency moment, rescuing the rooster with his headsets. Why? Because Linnell does what Linnell does. He completely destroys everything in his path, doesn't tell anybody, and then when somebody's in a panic looking for something because the backup pair of headsets doesn't work, yes. Thank you, Linnell. So thank you, Mad Max, seriously, for you. And welcome back. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, we played Welcome Back, Cotter, the theme song, when Jaden Daniels came back in Los Angeles and threw a couple of darts, a couple of babies all over the place, including a fourth down touchdown catch to ice it to Deebo Samuel. We played Welcome Back. We did it again. I forget for who. There's been so many welcome backs. Sam Cosmi, maybe? I don't even remember. A couple of weeks ago. 1 week ago? 1.5 weeks ago? Whatever.
Did you do it for Jaden again?
No, I don't think so. Although we could have. Although, yeah.
You still might?
Yeah, maybe. But welcome back. What's your name? Oh, AMAC.
Hey.
In your... Brazil. What team is that?
Brazil national team.
Brazilian national team?
Ronaldinho, one of the best.
Yellow with green stripe soccer jersey.
Yeah.
Atta
colors
boy.
Colors of Brazil.
Atta boy. How was your trip, real quick?
It was nice.
Atta boy.
Real nice.
We're going to have to get to the bottom of things because we're going to need something good and positive to talk about later because it's going to be a lot of carnage. And a lot. Welcome back. Cowboy B, you and I never left. We're just here grinding away. That being said, we have to get into, obviously, the meat and potatoes of the show. Now, listen, you're going to want to talk about Joe Witt getting fired. You're going to want to talk about DVOA. You're going to want to talk about stuff that doesn't matter. I'm going to want to talk about the only thing that does matter today. And that is Jaden Daniels getting hurt. Jaden Daniels dislocating at the very minimum his elbow. Again, at the very minimum. We will carry Dan Quinn live at 3:30 to see if he says anything more. I would doubt it. Instead, it'll be leaked to Ian Rappaport. And we'll get no answers until Wednesday. Jaden Daniels hurt. On a play with 7 minutes and 39 seconds left on the clock, on a 2nd and 2, another free blitzer, absolutely unabated to the quarterback, Jaden Daniels running and trying to escape for his life, steps up, flushes to the right, gets tackled, gets dragged down, legal hit, no hip drop, no nothing. And as he's falling to the ground, as you know, he braces and his elbow goes the wrong way. It was gross. It was heinous. Many of you have seen it. If not live, you've seen it on the internet. I mean, we're an audio medium, so we're not going to be playing it. I have not posted it on Twitter. Neither should you. Jaden Daniels was injured on a play that started with 7 minutes and 39 seconds left, and the Commanders down 38-7. Now, right there on the surface, herein lies the problem. Jaden Daniels is the franchise. He is what every organization is looking for, right? He is. Now, he's far from a finished product. But he has the work ethic, the competitiveness, the talent, the athletic ability, the drive to be everything that you're looking for. Everything. But that doesn't mean that he's going to be out there all the time. And that doesn't mean that he's a finished product. And that doesn't mean that he should have special, unique privileges that nobody else really has. And what I mean by that is, oh, hey, your team is getting your clocks cleaned. You go out there. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, you go out there. John Bates, you go out there. Sam Cosmi, you go out there. Laremy Tunsil, you go out there. Deebo Samuel, you go out there. You go out there, put your bodies on the line in a meaningless game. Meanwhile, the quarterback is going to take the rest of the game off. He's going to go on vacation. That's what a lot of you were trying to tell me that I was missing. A lot of you. And I mean a lot of you. And that's okay. I understand how frustrated and how hurt you are. I'm frustrated and hurt too. But the bottom line is, when you ask people to play football, or when you pay them to play football, you don't say or guarantee to anyone, hey man, when things get really rough, when things get down and out, go take a siesta. Go take a nap. You ask them to figure it out. You ask them to try and solve something. You ask them to try and light a spark, to try and get some positive momentum. You ask them to play football. And listen, don't get me wrong. I totally understand that it is a really bad look for Dan Quinn and the Washington Commanders organization today. I totally get it. I totally understand. I'm not telling you you're crazy if you think that. However, as I said last night on Twitter, and I have not changed my mind, maybe this is the 52-year-old seasoned veteran in me. I don't know. Maybe this is the more understanding, more sympathetic person that I've become. Not everything is black and white. I'm going to straddle the fence a little bit here and tell you I understand your anger. I understand your gripes. I understand your beliefs. You're not way out of bounds. You're not way off. You're not an idiot or anything like that. However, those of us with a different perspective are not either. And my perspective is, while you don't love the result by any stretch, you hate it. My perspective is, I don't blame Dan Quinn for leaving Jaden Daniels out there. And there's lots of reasons for that, some of which I've briefly touched on, but I will get into it more right here and right now. You can start lining up at 301-230-0980. We're not talking about the defense for now. We're not talking about the rest of the season. We're not talking about the draft. We're not talking about free agency. We're not even talking about the trade deadline. We are talking about one thing right now. I can't say we won't get to anything else. I'll see. We are talking about one thing and one thing only. Should Jaden Daniels have been out there? Yes or no? And why? And did that contribute, obviously, to his injury in a malpractice sort of manner? I've seen that term thrown around. Kevin's used it. David Aldridge used it. Others have used it. Again, I would say this. Everybody's got a right to feel however they want, and emotions are raw. But right away and immediately, I thought, well, wait a second. Sure, this is a really bad look, and I understand what this is going to be. Make no mistake about it. I understand what this is going to be. But football players, and people are not going to want to hear this, football players get paid to play. They don't get paid to be on vacation. They don't get paid to sit on the bench. Coaches have to make tough decisions sometimes. Sometimes when your team is up way big, a quarterback might get pulled by the coach to give somebody else reps, to protect them from injury, what have you. What would have happened yesterday if the Bengals head coach said, you know what? I'm going to pull Joe Flacco here so he doesn't get injured. We're down 14. There's no chance we're winning this game. And then all of a sudden, Joe Flacco's leading a comeback and got Cincinnati into a one-point lead in a couple of snaps of a finger. What would have happened, though, if the Bengals had given up when everybody thought the game was over? But it wasn't. Now, I'm not saying it's exactly the same context. It's not. But work with me here. I understand the score is 38-7. You do not pull a starting quarterback, in my opinion, or I think in any reasonable opinion, midway through or on a 10th play of what turns out to be an 11-play drive. You don't pull a quarterback then. You make the decision once and only once at 12 minutes and 30 seconds left to go when that drive starts. Granted, down 38-7. If you don't make it then, you're not making it 10 plays in. It's one or the other. You can call in and tell me at 301-230-0980. At 12 and a half minutes to go in a 38-7 game, there was no chance he should have been playing. I understand that. I have a different perspective. I don't believe this is malpractice. I believe it's a very tough decision. And it turned out to be the wrong one. And sometimes people make wrong decisions. I make them all the time. 301-230-0980, just getting rocking and rolling here on a misery end of the season Monday on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Come and join us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Dirty is Morgan. Good move by Daniels to get away from the first hit, but even better play by Drake Thomas to stay with the elusive Washington quarterback who's hurt. Jaden Daniels down and in some pain. So Daniels going down right away in this really injury-plagued, nothing going right season for Washington takes another awful turn.
All right, Mike Tirico, Sunday Night Football on NBC. You hear, obviously, the call of the injury. We'll have Dan Quinn at 3:30. All of your reaction. We're just talking about Jaden Daniels, so please do not talk about the NFL draft in April. Nobody cares. Okay? Nobody cares. We're just talking about the injury, what it potentially means, and whether or not he should have been out there. Let me just back up for a second. In the aftermath of last night, I didn't realize this. I didn't think about this. I saw the free blitzer, the free pressure. Jaden darts around it. But I didn't realize what I think I believe without knowing the play call, just based on watching football, based on watching this team, looked like a read option pull. And I don't know, man. Looked like Jaden should have given the ball to Chris Rodriguez. Again, I can't say definitively. I'm not as smart as you guys are. All you film hounds. I only know what I know. I only know what it looked like to me watching it on the sideline and watching it on the end zone view on the All-22 on NFL Pro. That's all I know. That's all I know. That doesn't mean that Jaden absolutely screwed up. That doesn't mean that. That doesn't mean he caused his injury. That doesn't mean that. Just like it doesn't mean that just because Dan Quinn chose to keep him in there, doesn't mean that Dan Quinn should be fired or, you know, made to fire face a firing squad or anything like that. Any of the ridiculous nonsense that I've seen all over Twitter since last night. Doesn't mean any of that. We can have an intelligent conversation about whether or not the starting quarterback should have been in there with 12 and a half minutes left to go in a 38-7 game. We could have an intelligent conversation about that, I hope. Or we could dumb it down to the lowest common denominator and say, it's blasphemy, it's malpractice, what have you. We could do that. I just want to say this. I don't know how, and I understand the quarterback's different, but the quarterback, it's not a one-man team. It never has been and it never will be. And if you have that mentality, you're in the wrong sport, man. I don't know how you sit Jaden Daniels. I don't know how you sit him and tell Chris Rodriguez, Debo Samuel, Chris Moore, Jalen Lane, John Bates, Tyler Biadasz, Chris Paul, Sam Cosmi, Josh Connerly, and Laremy Tunsil just on that one play. The play he gets injured. I don't know how you tell those guys, no. You guys are good. You guys don't start your vacation yet. You're not done. Go out there and put your bodies on the line. You're not important. Jaden is. You're not important. I don't know how you do that. If somebody can answer that, please tell me what I don't get. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's start on the phones. Hopefully this thing will work. Sean in Woodbridge is first up in the leadoff spot. Hello, Sean. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, Sean?
First of all, this isn't about the injury. All football players get hurt. I think that's a novel way people need to sit their tails down and stuff. Injuries happen. It's a violent sport. What this was about was the play. That means when they were at the 4-yard line, I think it was 4-5, it was probably 3 minutes left in the game.
You mean the play he got injured?
Yeah.
No, it was 7 minutes and 39 seconds when the play is run. You're right about the 4-yard line. Okay. 7 minutes and 39 seconds is when the play was run. It was at the 2, not the 4, the 2. Oh, sorry.
At the 2 makes the situation even worse. There's no reason on God's green, luscious earth that anyone should have been carrying that ball other than him, in the sense of he gives that ball to Rodriguez. He gives it to Bill. He can give it to Debo up the middle, whatever the case may be, around the end. He shouldn't have had the ball in his hand but for 2 seconds. That's the point I'm making, is it's the play, not the injury. All injuries happen. But he shouldn't have been put in that situation from a play call standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way on the 2-yard line I'm letting my quarterback, you know what I'm saying, run that football like that, the way he's been getting bounced around that whole day like a pinball. No.
Sean, I don't have a problem with anything you said. The question that I just brought up right before I went to you is, was Jaden supposed to give that ball to Chris Rodriguez based on how a read option looks and works? And I believe, again, I'm not a coach. I'm not an expert. Mm-hmm. I'm just a guy with a microphone and a 3-hour platform. I believe he should have, based on what I know and think and understand about read option. I believe he should have given the ball to Chris Rodriguez, which would eliminate him from doing what he did and what happened. Again, I can't say conclusively 100% I'm right and anyone else is wrong. I don't know if enough has been made out of this particular component of the play because everybody is just so focused on him being in the game, period. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm at.
But Rooster, this is what I am saying. I agree with you totally.
Oh, okay.
For one thing, the play shouldn't have been a read option. It should have been the play.
A straight handoff.
Rodriguez, I'm giving you the ball.
Yeah.
That's what it should have been. You down 38-7. So what if you don't score?
That's fair.
You ain't scored the whole game.
Yeah. No, that's fair. Score. That's fair, Sean. I get your point. I mean, I guess there's a couple of different elements here that not too many people are concentrating on, and we can talk about it all like big boys, and you certainly bring up a good point. Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it. I got to run a quick trending alert, and then right back to your calls. I'm gonna let you guys talk a lot because I've said what I really want to say. I will continue to add to it, but right to the calls on the other side in just a couple of moments. Hang tight. On the Team 980. All right, once again, we'll hear from Dan Quinn live at 3:30. It is being reported as a dislocated elbow. No fracture, but as you know, an MRI was scheduled for today on Jaden Daniels, and we will hopefully find out a little bit more as if there was ligament damage or as if there was ligament damage or not, and what that could mean in terms of a timeline. Hopefully, again, those answers coming up from Dan Quinn at 3:30. Meanwhile, the Philadelphia Eagles have landed Jalen Phillips from the Miami Dolphins one day before the trade deadline and just a couple of days after acquiring Jair Alexander from the Baltimore Ravens. Phillips coming over for a 2026 third-round pick to the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. Tucker Kraft, who, of course, killed the Commanders in that Week 2 Thursday night game, out for the rest of the year. Torn ACL, according to Jeremy Fowler and Adam Schefter of ESPN. Marshawn Lattimore, of course, being diagnosed with the same thing. Luke McCaffrey, fractured collarbone. He's lost, in all likelihood, for the season as things continue to unravel for the Commanders. And one final NFL note, Kevin Stefanski is giving up as the Cleveland Browns head coach, play calling duties to offensive coordinator Tommy Reese. Actually, one more, Dallas and Arizona, Monday night football tonight. The Cowboys 3-4-1, Arizona 2-5, no Kyler Murray as the starter, but he could be active and involved, so say all the reports. Meanwhile, Maryland men's basketball begins tonight on the Team 980. Coverage at 6 from Xfinity Center, again right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, and that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Right out to the phones in just a sec. We got also some bad news on the Capitals front, which we'll get to, which I just saw. So we didn't have time to get it in the trending alert, but we'll get to that for you. But also, man, after a night like last night, I've had peanuts so far, literally, peanuts, and a lot of zero sugar diet Mountain Dew. But you know what I could have really used this morning? Some IHOP. That's right. Introducing the IHOP value menu, where all of your breakfast faves are just $6 each every day. Where else can you get a big filling sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plates with the $6 IHOP value menu available every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. All right. I just put up an end zone view of the actual, like, so behind the line of scrimmage of the actual play in which he gets hurt on, and whether or not he should have given it to Chris Rodriguez. I don't know. I mean, My understanding is yes, but I can't tell you. I'm not a coach. I'm not an expert. I'm just a guy, okay? So I'll let you guys make that decision, and we can, you know, go from there. So if you want to check out the actual video clip that I just put up, it's at WrestleMania621. You can leave me a comment there, or you can call in 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. All right, let's get back to it on the phones and talk to our guy Jason and Laurel next up. Did you hit that or did I hit that? I don't know if AMAC hit it. I hit it. Okay. What's up, Jace? How are you, buddy?
Hey, Rooster. Thanks for taking my call. You and AMAC. And by the way, I like the music AMAC's playing this morning.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard the Motown Monday, but it's kind of Motown Monday.
It's got a Motown Monday vibe. And it's got also got kind of a somber, kind of saddish vibe because
it's Al Green.
Yeah, Al Green.
Yeah.
Okay. So all the bumps have been Al Green, or
it's been the same song twice. Yes.
Okay. So there you go. There's the answer on that. There is nothing to celebrate here because, as you know, and you and I have chatted a little bit, I'm just been overwhelmed by everything. As you and I know, look, the season's over. It's not over, but it's over.
No, listen, it's definitely over. And Bruce, I hold my hand. It just happened last night. I was in tears. And, I was so upset that Jaden got hurt. And then I was angry for a minute. Everybody's world is full of all this stuff. And I don't agree with that. And then I saw DQ's process. Man, I just felt so bad for that. Not only that man, but that team. I don't know that I've ever seen bearing like a neck injury, like a team respond to an injury the way that team responded to that injury last night. I mean, the entire team responded to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just devastating. But I don't think he should have been in there. But I also think, this year has been such a contrast from last year. And there's three real reasons: the schedule, the strength of competition, injuries. We've had nothing but injuries this year. There were none last year. And, there was some luck last year. We haven't been lucky this year. I just don't think the roster is where we need to be to compete yet, and that's okay. They were able to put a good enough roster against the last-place schedule last year that we went all the way to the NFC Championship game. But this team doesn't have enough talent to do that. And with Jaden hurt, and it's crazy. And everyone talking about the right variety of receivers we left. Luke's done more than both of those guys put together. So that wouldn't fix the season. I've heard a couple people say, well, we shouldn't let go of Chen. I agree. I like Chen. Chen doesn't fix this defense. So those three personnel moves are not why we are where we are. We are where we are because of injuries, because of the schedule.
Injuries number one. Starting and there. And again, last night was 10 times worse than it's already been, and it's already been a bad year. So, last night was officially, again, record-wise, competitive-wise, or win-loss-wise, and we'll see. I don't think we're going to find out any answers officially from Dan Quinn, but we'll see. Maybe they'll have some sort of definitive diagnosis. It's more likely to come out, after that when they don't have to answer any questions. But the season ended last night, period. And there's lots of reasons for it, but injuries are number one.
Bruce, I do want to ask you a question. I'll leave. I'll wait for your response. But, you guys know these guys. You guys are able to ask them questions. You do interviews with them. And I know all the fans in whatever show they're calling is like, he shouldn't have been in there. He should have been in there. But I want your perspective on this. If DQ or Cliff had said to Jaden 2 minutes earlier, 5 minutes earlier, even 15 minutes earlier, hey, we're going to sit you down. This game's out of reach. I don't think Jaden would be on board with that.
There's no chance he would have been on board with that. He would have done it if that's what they told him to do. There's no chance he would have been on board with it or wanted to do that. Thank you, Jace. Appreciate it. George Crawford just tweeted me. He said, did you watch the post-game press conference with DQ yesterday? The answer to that is I watched it on video. I was doing some research up in the press box, so I didn't hear every single word, but I watched it. Yes, I listened to it. I don't remember him saying this, but, you know, there's a million things said. He said it was a read option play specifically designed to either hand off or pass. Well, that my understanding, again, maybe I'm wrong, is that is an RPO, right? That's not a read option. Read option is hand it to the running back. You can build in a pass component off of it, or the quarterback keeps it based on the read of the defensive end or the crashing player. He said the play call wasn't for a quarterback scramble, which I'm obviously, I know that. He said Jaden's been missing the mark quite a bit with these plays and hasn't been reading defenses and coverage well. I agree with that. I think there's been some regression, whether it's because of no separation, whether it's because of all his injuries. I don't know, but there has been regression in that area. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to the Birdman back from New York. What's up, Birdie?
What's up there, Chris?
How are you, Birdman? Yeah.
I'm okay. I feel for the Commander fans. I feel for Jaden. I got back from New York just in time to see that play. And all I will say is I do not agree with you. I don't think he should have been in there. And here's why. He's coming off a hamstring injury. He had, correct me if I'm wrong, two games where he missed because of a knee injury.
Yes.
So the wide receivers were not getting separation last night from what I saw coming back on the train. Why leave him out there when you know he has to be mobile, but he's coming off of injuries to his lower extremities. That's why I don't think he should have been out there. Hindsight is 20/20. I can tell you that I understand the frustration for the fans, because if this was John Harbaugh, we'd be lighting him up here right now. It's a sad thing. That injury was just gruesome, but no, I don't think he should have been in there. Just based upon his injuries from this past season, you had nothing to gain, everything to lose, and you just take him out and say, you know what? The receivers are not getting separation. We don't want you to move around too much, and you leave it at that.
Yeah, and listen, I understand that, Bert, and that's why I said, look, this is how I'm feeling. This is how I'm interpreting what happened, but I'll readily admit that I don't have all the answers, and that I can understand the other side of the argument because of just what you said. The only one that's relative or relevant for me in terms of that argument is his injury history, including a recent injury history of the hamstring and the knee earlier and so on and so forth. That's it. To me, it's not, hey, he's the franchise. We got to sit him down every chance a game is out of control. Because at that point,
no.
You might as well not even play him, right? So
no.
To me,
right.
The only thing that matters here, or the only thing that's relevant, is not the score, not the time of the game. It's, hey, should we be keep running him out there when he's been banged up as much as he has? And certainly that is a question we'll have to answer forever, depending on the severity of this thing. And it will probably be a season-ending injury, but I don't know that for sure. Bert, I got to run. I appreciate you. As always, we got to get to a break so we can get more calls in on the other side. 301-230-0980. Be patient. We'll keep it as short as we can. Okay, so keep that in mind. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. All right, once again, we will mostly stay to the Jaden Daniels argument and discussion. We could deal with everything else as we go along. Trust me, we have nothing but time all week long, and nobody's going to care about the Lions game, so I'm just being honest. Trade deadline tomorrow, Jordan Schultz of I don't know where he is, Fox, just reported, just tweeted, the Commanders have been open to trading several players. We've heard this name, Andrew Wiley, and as well offensive lineman Nick Gallegretti, both of whom bring extensive starting and playoff experience. Wiley has position flexibility. So does Gallegretti, by the way. Having played both guard spots and right tackle during his tenure with the Commanders and the Chiefs, Allegretti's played left guard. He's played a little center. I don't remember if he's played right guard or not, but either way, yeah, that would make sense. And at this point, anything that is not bolted down should be available, should be at least part of the discussion. And we could do a lot more when a trade actually happens and or tomorrow. Let's get back to you on the phones and talk to AP in Laurel next up. What up, AP? How are you, pal?
Rooster, rooster, rooster.
AP, AP, AP. You know it's bad when can't we when we can't even do the shtick anymore. It's just so depressing, for God's sakes.
Yeah, yeah. You know, just with everything going on these days.
Yeah, understand.
I'm
with you. You're hitting you're hitting the right note. I understand.
Yeah, but I digress. I usually do agree with you, but of course, as we all have our opinions, I'm going to have to disagree with you on this as far as keeping Jaden in the game, because I've been arguing since the season started, even just going into the regular season, post-offseason transactions, that we just did not do enough, and then how the Terry situation was poorly handled. But then going into this game, I just, you know, obviously I felt like, all right, you know, they're going to, you know, in the beginning, come out and put on a show for Art Monk and honor him with their performance. But then reality struck quickly, and I said, we just do not have the horses. And if we're all about protecting Jaden, we should have protected him by not playing him yesterday. And then, obviously, with the play calling, you know, and I, you know, I'm not so much a superstitious individual, but in this case, I was. Just, and I mean, I'm probably going to get some you know, backlash for this, but going up against that team, who's injured another star quarterback in our past, not going to mention his name, but yeah, but. Just looking at how this whole thing led up and then ultimately what happened. And I mean, we can always say hindsight, but just going into that game, I didn't feel good about it, especially with just what we had around him. And I just feel like we probably shouldn't have played him, especially with the other injuries that he's already sustained.
You mean the entire game, not just in that moment, right?
The entire game. Okay. I did not want him in the game, period.
I mean, see, I can't say, like, I can't say that's crazy, but I also can't say that that's right, AP, because he was full go in practice all week, right? I mean, and football players play if they're healthy or if they're even close.
Right. Agreed. And this is about just not so much playing for the now, but playing for the future. This is your franchise QB. You don't have the talent around him to help him be productive. So you're expecting him in a prime time situation against a team who's very stout on defense to put on a cape. When even when he had, you know, a little bit of a compliment of weapons to go to, he still struggled.
All right. So you know I love you. I got to let you run, though, because we're up against the clock. But I love you. I respectfully disagree just because I can't make everything perfect. Like, I just can't make everything perfect. And unfortunately, it sucked that they were going against a really good front seven and a really good team, and they didn't have Terry. And they don't have Noah forever, and they lost McCaffrey on the first play. I got it. I can't protect him from everything. I can't protect him in every practice. I can't protect him from every hit. I can't protect him. I can't protect him 100% of the time. At some point, got to let him be a football player. And that's, I mean, that's as simple as I can boil it down, but that's how I feel. 301-230-0980. More of your calls, more of your reaction next. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.